Start Smart Learning Center.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Worship stills the enemy. The Bible says in Psalm 8, worship stills the enemy. The praises of his people still the enemy. And we exalt God. We need to exalt the all-sufficient one. We need to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We need to worship the one that's capable and able and willing to save you, to heal you, to bless you, to take care of your children, to turn your life around, to take you from the miry clay and to step you on the rock of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, some people have been hurt. I'm one of those people that was hurt by a church. I'm just feeling led right now. I was hurt by a church. And that was probably one of the hardest things I ever had to face in my life. I will never forget it. I got over it by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want you to know that God can pour on the healing balm of Gilead over those wounds, over any abuse that you might have taken and faced from a spiritual leader or even a parent or some form of abuse. God is capable, willing, and able to remove that pain. And He'll take it as far as the east is from the west. He will completely, totally remove that. He'll even take the memory of it away. That Yahweh, the all-sufficient one. He's also known as, when they asked Moses, when Moses asked and said, who shall I say sent me to get you Israelites free? He said, tell them I am. I am has sent you. I am. I love that. I am all you will ever need. I am all sufficient. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your comforter. I am your peace. I am your bread of life. He goes by different names: El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tsekinu, my righteous one, my banner. He's got so many different names. You can't contain God. Nobody can contain. The devil thought he could contain God. Oh, that was classic. That was a classic mystery hidden from him. But he thought he could contain Jesus on a cross. And then when they put him in a tomb, he thought the tomb could contain him. Listen, the stone was not rolled away for him to get out. The stone was rolled away so we could see nothing can contain our God. There is nothing, no power in hell. He's got the keys that the devil had stolen through deception from Adam and Eve, from Adam really. But God said, I'm back and I've taken the keys of the hell and the grave. Wow. You're a winner. Do you know you're a winner? If you've chosen Jesus, you chose the winning side. And he says things like this in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always, always, not sometimes, always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In this book of Isaiah, he says, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He says, if I am for you, who can be against you? They'll come against you, but they'll come in one way and they'll flee seven different ways. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's it to you? Is there anyone excited in the house of the Lord today? Are there any victorious children of God in the house of the Lord today? Praise God. I'm so glad I'm in the house of the Lord. I'm so grateful that I'm in the house of the Lord. I'm not in bed snoozing and wasting my time. I'm in the house of the Lord where things can change my life. We're in that greenhouse right now. And in the greenhouse, the Word of God comes, and it's like being in that greenhouse where everything outside is ice cold and freezing under snow, but in the greenhouse, it's flourishing and blossoming. You're going to receive what God wants us to receive, so we will flourish and blossom, and then we need to get the other culture that's outside of this culture in the greenhouse, the culture that's out there lost and dying and really going to places they don't want to go, and get them into this place so that they too can receive what God has for them. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus Christ, that all who believe in Him should not perish but have life everlasting. He wants the whole world, every person saved, black, white, green, pink, purple, and blue. Well, today you got about 300 seasons in America. They've invented flu season, they invented hurricane season, they invented sniffle season, whatever the seasons. So why not invent 100 different races? They're busy doing that right now, right? In the kingdom of God, there's one race. In fact, on the planet, there's one race. It's called a human race. Amen. Praise God. I'm kind of excited. How many of you feel excited today? I don't know about you, but I have an expectation. I don't know what it's for, but there's an expectation. And when I got an expectation from God, I know it's going to be awesome. Because the Bible says that He wants me to be abundantly blessed. Above even what I can think, believe, and ask, I have an expectation. I have an expectation today. I don't know what it is, but it's good. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God. You see, when you come together with your corporate anointing like this, things begin to shake, rattle, and roll. And the presence of God becomes so strong that He just laser beams sickness out of you. He laser beams fear out of you. He just lifts you up and oh, God. Hallelujah. Get a vision of being blessed by God today. Not tomorrow, today, now. Get a vision of you walking out just saying, my God, I got it. Got what? I don't know, but I got it. Yeah. Amen. I came back from Australia. I was there for a week. And here we go. It's the Holy Spirit moving, so just enjoy it. I was in Australia for a week. When I was in South Africa, the church that I was part of wanted me to go to Australia to Hillsong, and I was there for a week at Hillsong. I was the worship leader in the church, and I sat under Hillsong music for a solid week, three services every day with three different bands, including the big band every night. And in the stadium where they hosted the Olympic Games was the last night. It was just awesome. And when I was on the plane coming home, I said to the Lord, Lord, I thank You so much for giving me this opportunity and putting me in a place like this. But what did I get? See, I don't want to just go to church and walk out the same person. I want to walk out of church, I got it. And something needs to change in your life. Otherwise, you're doing traditional religious stuff. This is not traditional religion. This is a relationship with a living God who wants to change our lives. And I came back from Australia, and Saturday I went and saw my pastor. He had just got back from America, and he was a week long in services with Kenneth Hagin. And he just got back. So we met on the Saturday at his house, and it was nice. Thank You, Lord. And that morning I got on the altar. I still didn't know something had happened to me, but God taught me to start expecting things. I didn't know what had happened to me. And as a worship leader, we used to do 8 songs. South Africa, they like to go a little bit longer than Americans, especially if you're in Florida. The weather's cool. I've got to get my boat or get out on the course, right? My turkey sandwich is waiting for me. Don't keep me here. I've got to get to the buffet before the First Baptist, right? There's a little bit more hunger in Africa. Ooh, I won't say that. I pray the day when you don't want to stop church. When you say it's only 5 o'clock in the afternoon, what are you closing for? I pray for the day where the Spirit invades us. The presence of God will change everything. And I got on the altar that morning, and I'll never forget it in my life. It was when all things are possible. Remember that song, All Things Are Possible? Remember that? And I started with All Things Are Possible. And the presence of God hit our church. And then I realized what I had got from them. The presence of God hit our church. There was no one standing. The place erupted. And for 3 solid years after that, we had revival, and we didn't even know it was revival. We thought it's normal. I thought this is normal. People falling under the presence of God and healings. I thought this is how church is. That's what it's. I didn't know it wasn't. I thought it was normal. Then I found out it's not normal. We were in revival for 3 solid years. Amen. That's what I crave. I want the presence of God. I don't want normal. Any of you know me? You know that's true, right? I don't want normal. I want the presence of a supernatural, mighty God who can turn any situation around, who can take my children and heal them. He can save them. He can take a destroyed marriage and he can restore it like that. He can take a broken spirit and just renew it and completely recreate you. I don't want normal. Do you want normal? Because if you want normal, we might as well just go home now. If you came, you know, when John the Baptist came out of the wilderness, Jesus said, what did you expect to see? Some dude in some fancy clothes? No, John the Baptist came out there eating wild oats and honey, dressed in camel's hair. And he was a precursor and the greatest prophet that lived. And he introduced Jesus to the world. You see, the other prophets in the Bible, all of them spoke about the coming of the Savior. The coming of the Savior. John the Baptist stood up and said, here he is. And he introduced the Savior. Oh God. And God said, there's no greater prophet in all of the world and all of heaven than John. And I want to be a precursor for Christ coming in you. I want to usher the presence of God in you. I want you to walk out of here so full of snot and tears that you, and you don't care what you look like because you've been doing some carpet time with the King of Kings. Amen. Well, we got something we're going to do right now. Brother Chris and Vicky, the Lord has moved them and they're going up to the Carolinas. Is it North Carolina? The colder part, right? They're going up to North Carolina and they've got a good church there already. And he started his business there as well as he's got his business here. And he's going to travel and commute. And he'll probably be, you said, every week. It'll get old. The grace will lift very quickly, believe me. But he's going to travel back and forth, and he'll be in our services whenever he comes here. And we want to release him with a prayer. How many of you believe we should do that? And I know you're all going to miss him. Amen. But do you mind, guys, just come on up here. And I want all of you to stretch your hands towards them. Everybody. Amen. We're going to miss you guys, but I want you to stretch your hands out towards him. We love you guys. You've been an absolute blessing in our lives, and we want to just bless you and send you with a blessing so that your new season will explode and flourish. Amen. So stretch your hands out towards him. Father, we just come before you today in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. You say whatever we ask, it will be done by you, so that the Father could be glorified. We just decree, we declare, we prophesy, and we proclaim that as you move into a new season, that the Spirit of God will be so powerful. I need an usher up here, please. That the Spirit of God will be so powerful that lives that you come into contact with be changed, touched, and forever different to before they met you. I pray that the Spirit of God come upon you and protection come into your life and your precious family. We pray your business flourishes. We pray you learn more and you grow greater in the grace that God has put upon your lives. And we release and activate the anointing right now into your life.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Unleashing God's Wisdom. Every day we all have to make many decisions. Some are easy and some can be overwhelming, especially if we try to face them alone.